This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
I knew it. Another Herdat Media production.
Hey, namaste, bitches. It's Teresa Giudice, and I'm here with my co-host, Melissa Feaster.
What's up? I'm so happy that you start, because then I get to just keep jamming to the music a little longer.
I see that.
And shimmy, 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 shimmy. What's up, namaste, bitches? What's up, Teresa?
Hi, honey. How are you?
Happy to see you.
Happy to see you too. How's Logan feeling?
Oh my gosh. You guys, let me just tell you.
I know, because I was in LA and I couldn't even see her. Really upset about that. God.
So, you know how we joke about like, oh, sharts. It's so funny. Like, I hope you don't shart your pants. And we always like joke and people like sling it around like it's funny. Let me tell you when it's not funny. When your kid for 5 days, literally all he does is shart. So for five days, I don't think
my kids ever did that. And I have four of them.
Sharted? Like they went to fart and shit came out?
I mean, if they did it, they never told me. And I guess they just took care. I've never had that. Yeah. I mean, that's like, I think I would go crazy for 5 days.
I mean, it was, do you know how much underwear and freaking, shorts and pants I had to go through? Cause you can't just do one layer. Cause if he's like sitting on the couch, you don't want that literally.
Now thinking about it, I never had to go through that. Not good. Thank God. I mean, oh I'm gosh. Just saying like, I never had to go through that. Yeah.
5 days.
Anytime my kids ever got sick, the throat, strep throat. That was it.
Oh my God.
Antibiotics, 5 days. They're fine.
Dude. No. Everything, every little thing. Logan would be like, mom, I just fart at the beginning. Mom, I just farted. And I'm like, oh my God. And then he would like waddle. Like you could tell he's like clenching his butt cheeks, but he want to feel like the shart. And in his underwear.
Did you give him rice like to constipate him?
Everything, bananas, rice, bread, like you freaking name it. And then it'd be to the point where I'm like, Logan, if you feel you have to fart, you run to the bathroom immediately. Like, we have to stop this madness. I've gone through like 10 pairs of underwear and shorts. Like, this is insane. So then you could see him like all of a sudden just like kind of, you know how he's like trying to clench his butt and he's like trying to run. And then he'd sit down and he'd be like, ah, mom, I made it. And then he would be so happy and proud of himself. But like now sharting is not, I used to say it all the time. Like as a joke, babe, I hope you don't shart your pants during your meeting or whatever. Now, it's not funny because I just had 5 days of nonstop sharts. So that was welcome to my world.
Yeah. No.
So I know. And I'm so bummed that I missed you when you were here in LA. This was not expected at all. And it's just like, and you know, when they're sick, like Logan could give two shits about me. He loves Josh. Like that's who he wants to be around. Vivi wants to be around me, not Josh. Logan could give two shits about me.
Oh, really? Because I usually heard the boys are attached to the moms.
Well,
and the girls are attached to the dads.
Yeah. I think that'll be true later. Right now, I'm just like annoying and I'm just a person that says I love you too much and wants to kiss them too much. So
no, that usually happens later on in life.
I'm hoping.
Like, get away.
Yeah. I'm hoping it'll switch at some point. Logan's like, mom, I miss you, or like, mom, can we cuddle? I'm like, oh shit, he's really sick, because no way would he ever, normally feeling well, want to be even in the same room as me.
Really?
So yeah, it was a lot of cuddling and a lot of sharting and a lot of like butt cheeks clenching to make it to the toilet in time. So there was my day. How was your trip to LA?
It was good. I had, you know, so much fun. It was great. It was, you know, it was an honor being honored by Variety and being in a, you know, in a room with other powerful women.
So
and
awesome.
What do you know? They sat me right next to Tamra.
I mean, You knew that was going to happen, right?
No, I didn't know. No, not at all. No, I did. First of all, I didn't even know what to expect. Like, it was so beautiful. Like, it was a sit down dinner. I didn't know that it was going to be like that. Like, I didn't know. I thought it was just going to be like a cocktail party. Like, usually that's when you go to these events. It is. But it was really beautiful. Yeah, it was beautiful.
So how was it with Tamara? You guys kissed and made up?
She came up to me and she's like, I know you don't like me. I'm going to make you like me. And I'm like, I don't have a problem with you. I'm like, I've never had a problem with you. I'm like, you're the one who talks about me. I'm like, I don't like, yeah. I'm like, I don't, like, I don't. And I said, the only reason why we talked about her is because like, you're like, she just talked about us and then you got me going. Otherwise I don't care. You know, I don't care to talk about her.
So then, and then was Louie there with you?
She did say she loves you. She did say she loved you, you know?
Well, duh.
She's like, I love Melissa. So I'm like, if she loves you that much, then why would we even talk about her? You know what I mean?
Well, I don't even know why we were talking about her.
Because I don't know. You said she talked about us on her podcast. And then, but whatever. We ended up taking it down anyway. So which was good, you know?
Oh, about BravoCon stuff. I guess.
Yeah. And okay, I'm glad we ended up taking it down anyway. Cause like, that's the thing. Like, especially with like, look, I just got powerful women. Like, I want to lift other women up. Like, I don't want to knock any other woman down. You know, that's not a powerful woman. You know, that's like, I'm not about that. So, no, her husband was there. Her husband's seat was right next to Louis' seat, right across. We were sitting across from our spouses, whoever brought spouses. You know,
so was how was that?
Say it again.
How was that then, Louie and Eddie?
They talked. They wouldn't shut up. They, like, the two of them were talking the whole night. When then Tamara was like, "Look at them." I'm like, "Yeah, you see." I'm like, you know, like, yeah. I'm like, they were talking the whole time. So we had to tell them to like stop talking. You know.
Oh my gosh, the little boys.
Yeah, we had to tell them to stop talking.
Was there anyone else?
I mean, never had a problem with Eddie either. Like, I always thought he was like a nice guy, you know? So I don't know. I have no idea. Like, I guess people just talk about other people. I have no idea why, you know? I guess it's just mind boggling to me. But yeah, all good. We took a picture. Variety posted it. I don't know if that was, you know, like posted on their Instagram. But, you know, it was a beautiful night.
Oh, I saw that you and Tamara even did a little collab of pictures together. I mean, you guys are really.
She did. Yeah, standing. She did. And I accepted. Yeah.
Oh, it's so cute, you two.
Yeah.
I saw Heather Gay there too. How was that?
She was sitting right next to me on the other side of me. So funny. Like, I'm glad we got to talk a little bit more because I saw her at BravoCon, but we really didn't talk. She laughed at like other, you know, other people, like, because there was panels, they called up people to for panels. They called up, you know, certain women to go up on the panel, and Heather was cracking up over certain things that some of the women were saying, and she was laughing so hard, like right next to me. She kept saying sorry. I'm like, no, it's okay. Like, I love laughter. Laughter is a good thing, you know. It's beautiful. Yeah. So she was really sweet, and she even said, I saw her the next night at Craig's. She's like, you and Louis were so sweet. Louis was so sweet to my daughter. She's like, you guys are awesome. And I was like, yeah. I'm like, listen, we're on Bravo family together. You know, I'm like, I would never want to say anything negative about anyone. Like, I guess, except for people on my show. No,
except for my cast. Other than that.
No, except for anyone that comes for me. You know, I mean, that's, obviously, everyone would be the same way. Everybody would be that way. Like, no, you know, like, if someone comes for you, then you're going to respond. But yes. Otherwise, I'm not going to be the first one to go after someone, you know?
Did Heather give you any good, juicy Real Housewives of Salt Lake City tea?
Yes, she did. But yeah. Yeah, I mean, obviously, I mean, it's not a secret. She doesn't, you know, she doesn't like, listen, she even said to Tamara, please don't repeat anything we're talking about.
Then she must have given you guys some good tea.
Yeah, so I'm not going to repeat anything. And vice versa with Tamara too. Like, we were all talking. I'm like, let's see if this is going to be on Two Teas in a Pod, you know?
Oh, yeah, because I saw Heather McDonald was saying stuff that, like, Tamara's and Teddy are, like, they're breaking up their podcast and, like, someone is replacing Teddy and all that stuff. And I guess it's just – it was false rumors that Heather put out there.
Oh, so they're not splitting up. Okay.
No.
I mean, why would they split up if it's doing well?
Yeah, that doesn't make sense. Yeah. But it was out there and I was like, what's going on?
Yeah. And Tamara was up there for her podcast doing well, like for, you know, for having a successful podcast.
Got it. Got it.
Yeah.
So, well, you know, I'm happy.
Talking shit about people.
Yeah. Well, that's what most are, baby. That's what most are.
Well, you know what? And that's what sells, unfortunately. Like, all, unfortunately, drama sells, you know? I mean, like,
AKA the housewives. Look at you guys. Look at all the franchises.
Exactly. No, I mean, people don't want to see, I guess, happiness. I don't know. You know,
they want to,
I guess happiness is boring, you know?
Yes. They want to, like, see the craziness. They want to watch it. Like, I used to watch it just to be like, wow, I'm crazy, but that shit is really crazy. Or just like background. It's just like, it's, you know, like any I'm sure like any program, whether it's Bravo or anything, I think it's mostly just like an escape for people that it just takes them out of the, they're busy with their kids or their whatever. They just want to escape.
Yeah. And, you know, I guess, and if you really look at our lives, it's really other people are going, you know, they're going through similar situations that we're going through.
Totally.
So they're like, oh my God, wow. Like, they could relate to us.
Right.
So they're totally. Like, oh my gosh, she's going through the same thing I'm going through. And let's see how she handles it. And yeah, I mean, I, you know, I'm sure a lot of people watch it for that also, you know?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's something relatable.
Oh, totally relatable. Yeah. I mean, that's what it's called. The Real Housewives and, you know, of they're all the Real Housewives of blah, blah, you know?
Speaking of relatable. So I finally get to escape. I think it was the first time in like 6 days I had left the house over the weekend. And I'm like, Josh, you're on it. Go. I need to be outside of this house. I need a breath. I'm going to go insane. So music is like an escape for me. It, you know, the slow love songs can get me in that like sad, lovey mood. The fun hype songs freaking hype me up. And I feel like I can run through a wall. Music, it just is very meaningful to me.
Yeah.
And so I get in my car and like first thing I do, it's like, we're blasting the tunes. We're blasting it. Right. And then do you remember that song Love Bites? I think it's Def Leppard. I mean, I'm way outdating myself.
Oh
right
my
now.
God. I never really listened to Def Leppard.
But I know you've heard of it.
Love, I'm sure I have.
Bites. Love Yous. It's bringing me to my knees.
Okay. I mean, not really. I don't think I really heard that song. Yeah. I mean, Def Leppard really wasn't my jam. Well,
but you know of that.
I mean,
they were like big in the 80s, 90s.
Oh, yeah. I know the group. Yes.
Okay. So Love Bites comes on. Okay.
Okay.
I'm blasting it. Windows down. I'm at a stoplight. And all of a sudden, a car honks.
Okay.
And I look over. Out to my right over the passenger side. Okay. And it's this guy. And you could tell he's like a heavy, like a rock star guy. Like he has like the bandana on.
And he liked it?
Yeah. And he has like the sleeves are like ripped off and he's in his like cool, like rock star car. And I hear the honk and I look over and he's like this. He's like, Leopard. And it was hysterical. And Love Bites is more of like a romantic, sexy song, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so I wasn't like headbanging or anything, but it was so funny because he was like jamming to it next to me in the car. So we just had this like Love Bites, Def Leppard moment. It was
oh my God, how cute.
And then we went and we boned in the bathroom. No, we didn't.
Oh, I was like, what? Oh my God.
You thought
it was going to kick your ass.
Oh, my sweet Teresa. So you guys also too, before we got into our fun talk, and I totally forgot, Teresa, that you guys need to stay tuned to the end of the podcast because we have a new fun way for everyone to get involved and be on the podcast. So you guys, don't forget, okay? Stay tuned. New fun way to be a part of the podcast. And Therese and I will tell you at the end. Because, you know, it's like so fun having these guests on.
Yeah, no, I love having the guests on.
I want to have everybody on.
Yeah. What was I going to say? Have you ever watched Vampire Diaries?
No. Oh, yeah. You went to... No, but I've heard it's incredible. How is the show?
I have to watch it now because I met some of the cast. You know, after LA, I went to Atlanta. When I got there, Friday late afternoon. My flight was delayed. So I missed a convention the first day. And I went to Candy's restaurant. So I met Melania there. Melania, she's my best friend. And we went to the Vampire Diaries convention. So now I'm a big fan. So now I have to watch it. I'm going to start watching it.
Is this still on?
No, it's not on.
Yeah, I thought it was done.
So it was like their BravoCon, but in Atlanta.
For just Vampire Diaries?
Yes, just Vampire Diaries. And there was like 2,000 people there. It reminded me of my first BravoCon. Because I think our first BravoCon was around that amount, I think. Yeah, so.
Was it crazy?
There was a lot of people there. But I guess like that's the perks of being on this side. You know, being a celebrity like them. Like they ended up giving us the VIP treatment, which was awesome.
Oh, that's cool.
So we had our own trailer. And every time, like they made time for us to go in, like, they would stop the line and then we would go in and take our pictures with them.
Oh my God, it was just like BravoCon.
Yes, just like that. It was like, but we had the VIP treatment, like they would stop it. Yeah, like and for us to go in, but then the fans wouldn't see them stopping the line for us. Some of them saw, not all.
Sorry. Wait, is Melania a Vampire Diaries? Why did we choose this? Is Melania a fan?
Oh my God, yes.
Melania. She loves the show.
Well, Gabriella got Melania into Vampire Diaries, and Gabriella wanted to come, but she couldn't because she's at, you know, school. And then Adriana only likes Damon Salvador.
Is that a cast member?
He's one of the cast members, yeah. But he's going to be in the one in Chicago on March 22nd. So
for the live show.
No, there's going to be another convention. So guess who's going to that one now?
You're going to another Vampire Diaries convention.
Yeah, because Melania.
Aren't
you
conventioned out at this point?
Like, Melissa, I was so, let me tell you, I've never been a bitch. I've never been a bitch. Like, anytime anybody asks me to take a picture, I always say yes.
Yes.
I was exhausted and I wasn't even waiting on those lines and I was exhausted. So it's like, I mean, I'm not like that anyway, but like I have more of a, like even beyond, like if anybody ever asks to take a picture of me, I never say no, because if it wasn't for the fans, we wouldn't be here, you know? Right. So and same thing like with our podcast, with everything, you know, that's
right.
So, I was tired by the end of the weekend. I was like, wow. I'm like it was tiring just being like a fan. Yeah. Like being there and I wouldn't even have to wait on the lines, but Melania had so much fun. Melania was like, she's like, mommy, this is the best day of my life. I'm so happy. Like she was happy all 3 days and it would get, like everything. She was just in her glory. She like loved it. I mean, that's so now I see how the fans, how much they love us when I was at, you know, BravoCon and everything. And it's like, yeah, I mean, it was just,
you get it.
Yeah. Like Melania was fanning over like the Vampire Diary, you know, actresses and actors. And she was like freaking out. And then some of them wanted to meet me also, which was like, I felt honored.
Had you ever seen it? Did you know anything about the show?
I've never seen it, but I'm gonna watch it now. I'm gonna watch it.
Got it.
Yeah, because some of them were a fan of mine. So I was like, I have to watch it, you know?
But that's why that, you know, it's always, we always say like, thank you to our fans. That's why I respond to everybody on DM, because it's like, you know, it is, we are here for them and we are doing this for them.
Yeah, and you know, and I want to try to watch everything too. Like before, the thing is, when the kids were little, I didn't have the time.
Right.
Because like I was very a hands-on mommy, and like I just didn't have the time to watch TV. But now I have the time, so like now I want to watch everything, you know. So, because so if I get asked a question, I know what someone's talking about, you know. So,
so how do they do that if it's a TV show?
You could still go back and watch it. It's on Netflix. Oh, it's on Netflix.
No, and- I mean, I know how to go back and watch a TV show. Yeah. I'm saying,
what do you,
like,
what do you mean?
If there's a TV show and it's ended, how do they make that into a theater, like a play? Like, how, is it the whole series into one play, or is it like they do they make up their own things, but it's like the same characters?
Like, what do you mean a play? It was, this was a convention. It was like,
I thought you were going to see, it was like a show though too.
No, 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 no. It was a, it was like,
you
just like
were going for convention.
Oh yeah. It was like, they were on a panel, asked, people were asking them questions. Then they you would take pictures with them and then autographs.
Oh, so it's the BravoCon.
It was just like BravoCon, but for Vampire Diaries.
OMG. Okay. Now,
and I had, and it was 3 days of it. I was like, oh my God.
See, now you see why all those people that went to BravoCon waiting in lines for, remember that sweet guy?
Well, that's what I'm like, but like, I never say no, but like, first of all, it's exhausting on both sides. Like,
sure.
It's exhausting for the celebrity, and it's exhausting for the fans, because it's a lot,
right?
You know, it is. I mean, it's a lot. First of all, 3 days. Maybe so that's the thing. Maybe fans don't buy tickets to every single day.
Yeah, right.
Because you know, it's, you know, and then it gets really to be, you know, really expensive also, or maybe they do. I don't know. I mean, I worked for 3 days for BravoCon. But I know I was like exhausted after, because like, you're always on, you know.
You have to be
like,
on. That's it. That's it. You have to be
yeah,
on.
Yeah. So it is draining. But same thing for the fans. Like, but let me just tell you, I was like wiped out after Vampire Diaries this weekend. But I'm definitely a fan. So I can't wait to start watching it now, you know?
That's how everybody feels. I felt like everyone I talked to after BravoCon, whether it was like a, like someone who just went, or someone that was actually in BravoCon, like a Bravo Lab, I feel like everybody needed like a week break, because it was just like recuperation.
Yeah. After, you know, afterwards you just need to, you know, rest up and
recharge.
Yeah. It was good. Cause I remember I went to something afterwards and they kept asking me, are you fine? Are you good? Are you over Bravo? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I rested. I'm good. You know?
Yeah. It's a lot. I mean, remember that sweet guy? I forget his name. I wish I had it now on the top of my head. He was in line for over an hour on the crutches. Do you remember that?
He was, oh, yes, yes.
Oh, I was yeah. like, come to the front of the, hey, I wish
oh,
we had
yeah.
seen.
I mean, anybody in wheelchairs, crutches, yeah, come to the front of the line.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, these people yeah. were just so amazing. I mean, literally sitting on crutches waiting
or wheelchairs,
in line for
an hour. Like, definitely oh. come to the front of the line, you know?
Well, see, now you have seen both sides of these conventions, and they're both tiring and exhausting and madness.
Yeah, it was a lot. But, you know, I did it with Melania, and she was so happy to see her. Like, she was so happy. She was like, oh, yeah. Like, she's like, oh, my God, the best day of my life. I was like, okay. She's so adorable.
I'm happy that you guys got to do that together to share that.
Yeah, and even her best friend was so grateful. She knew exactly where he died. Where the mother fell down the stairs. We went to the house. We went to the houses where these people lived.
We
had private tours of the homes.
Wow, you guys really did it.
Oh, no, you understand. We did it all. We
Holy.
Did it. We went to Mystic Falls, like where they ate. We went to Scoops, the ice cream place. We did it all. Like, there's not one thing we didn't do. Yeah.
Melania was in heaven.
Yeah, and then we went to, like, great restaurants at the, you know, like at night, like we went to Candy's restaurant, Blaze,
oh,
Friday
yeah, yeah.
night. And then it was karaoke night. It was like so much fun. And then Saturday went to Nobu. So that Yummy. Was a beautiful restaurant. Yeah. So that was it. But like once I hit the pillow, Melissa, I was done.
You're out.
Oh, my God. I was
Teresa,
so out.
Nobu?
Yes.
You know that was our first dinner?
Yes. In Malibu. Yes.
That's no, in... Manhattan, in
oh,
New York.
Manhattan, right. But I'm sorry, I've gone to Nobu in Malibu also.
There was one up here in Malibu.
Is that close to you, where you live now?
Like 45 minutes.
Oh, okay, that's not bad. We should go there one time. It's love it there.
Delicious.
Yeah, I've been there.
You know, it's funny because after, remember how Pat came on, our producer came on our podcast, our last episode, and he was talking about adopting his two kids and all that stuff. It's crazy how it's so awesome to see all the people that listen to our podcast, because then I'll get messages about them, especially like stuff that's so relatable when we talk about these topics that are so relatable. And I always get messages about people, moms, like having troubles, like getting pregnant and like this and that. And so Pat's kind of tied into that. And I got so many messages, Pat, I know you're listening, obviously, but so many were like, I'm so happy that Pat told that story. Just like they say about us when we tell something that was maybe difficult for us, but they're like, thank you so much. It's very relatable. So many messages. I actually got to send them to you, Pat. So many messages that were like, that was so touching. You know, what a great guy, you know, what a great life he gave his two kids.
Yeah.
And like, then it kind of went back to, you know, this was so relatable. I don't know what to do because like, I just am not able to get pregnant. And then they kind of go into, you know, it kind of all goes into each other. They were talking about like miscarriages and this and that. And I just like, I'm really happy that Pat did that because it's such a real life thing for people. And it's such a struggle when, you know, Pat didn't share why he ended up adopting. I don't know if it's because like they just wanted to adopt or, you know, his wife at the time couldn't have children, but we just got so many amazing messages from everybody about it and like uplifting and how Pat's story uplifted them. And like, if they couldn't have kids, it made them feel better about maybe the thing that, you know, that they had to adopt themselves. And then of course it goes back to like, because I can't get pregnant, I've had X amount of miscarriages and all this stuff. And, you know, I know we talked about it, but I obviously didn't bring it up because it was just like another kind of punch in the gut for me, that I had another miscarriage during BravoCon. And again, like BravoCon's been weeks from now anyway. And it just like, I'm reading these messages and I'm kind of like going through it again in my head mentally, like going back to dealing with it again. And why does this keep happening? I mean, this is like,
you know what, let me just tell you, like, sometimes that's like I know it's upsetting, but sometimes it's just like, there's a reason why. And like, you should just like really accept it. Cause if it's not happening, Melissa, like you shouldn't force it, you know, like, and like, maybe you should adopt like what Pat did, you know, because maybe there's a reason why. I'm just saying, sometimes don't push it. Like my one girlfriend, let me just tell you, my one friend, she's a Christian, like born again Christian. I went to high school with her. I'm very close to her. And, she wanted to have kids. She just never got pregnant. And she's been married to her husband for like, you know, now 20 something years. Wow. And she just never got pregnant. And I said to her, you could do, you know, in vitro, IVF. And she's like, no, she's like, I'm not doing that. She's like, if God wants me to have a baby, I will get pregnant. You know, if it's in my cards for that to happen, she's like, I'm not going to force it. And I just never looked at it that way. I was like, you know what? You're kind of, cause you know, sometimes when you do that, there could be complications with that or things happen because of that. I see a lot of that, you know, like from people doing IVF, then there's other stuff that happens with the baby or something. So, you know, sometimes everything is like perfect, but I'm sure there's risks. I never, you know, I mean, look at me. I did IVF sort of too, to try to have a boy and I didn't even get pregnant. And I could have did it again. And I was just like, I'm not doing it again. Cause I kind of got mad at Joe too, for putting my body through that.
Cause you did egg retrieval.
Yeah. I was sure we were trying to have a boy.
Right.
You know, and it didn't happen. Like, and I tried it once. And the thing is like, I've never gotten in trouble getting pregnant. Yeah. So to do IVF and like, or, and to try, like, I, you know, they took my eggs, they took Joe's sperm, They put it together, made an embryo. They put three embryos inside of me and I didn't even get pregnant.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, what happened? It says Google. I didn't even get pregnant. So, and it cost so much money. It's, and I was just like, and it wasn't meant, you know, I'm like, this was not meant to be, you know? So, and I could have did it again, but my body went through a lot doing that.
It's hard.
I didn't like the way I felt, you know, it was not a good feeling. And, that's it. I did it one time and I never did it again. So, and I took a, that was a sign from God. So then I'm like, I said, we're just doing it the regular way, you know, like
right. Yeah, yeah,
normal
yeah.
Old fashioned way. Let's have sex. And if I get pregnant, and I did, and I had Adriana, which I'm so thankful that I had Adriana, you know, like, she, like I, every time I, you know, I see her, I'm like, you know, daddy wanted to have a boy. I'm so happy I had you. You know, I always have to like, cause she's like the sweetest thing ever. Like, and like, I couldn't wait to get home. I missed her so much. Cause she's, I did. I missed her so much. I'm like, I have to get home to see her. I left Tuesday and I got home last night.
Yeah. It's a long
and I couldn't wait to hug her. And like, yeah. I'm like, I miss you. And she's so sweet. And she's such a good, you know, so sweet little girl. She really is like, so, and I'm like, I always say, thank you God for sending her. And that was just the way it was supposed to happen. Like, I guess I wasn't supposed to have a boy, you know? Yeah.
Well, I think too, with your friend, like you start, like you said that it's Catholic. Catholics are like, you do it the quote. Well,
no, she was Christian. She was a Christian, born again right. Christian.
Well, you still though then believe like God does it. But the thing is like some people, I view it, but that's a different, like I don't think that way, right?
Listen, I don't think that way either. If you do it, like Paris Hilton just had a baby. I just saw it on Instagram.
Yeah.
I saw that she like didn't tell her mom about it, and she introduced her baby to her mom. That's your grandson. I was just like, I got teary eyed. It was so like so sweet. But I don't, you know, I guess she used her egg. I don't know. Do you know if she used her eggs?
I don't know. I mean, I'm assuming yes.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. So, but like, it takes a toll on your body because you have to give yourself shots. I remember I had a
pregnancy in general does, but then yeah, the hormones.
No, I've gotten pregnant normal and I've had regular, you know, like, you know, regular, you know, I
vaginal didn't have births.
Vaginal birth, right. I didn't have no C-sections. And
right.
I'm just saying compared to IVF and in vitro, it's like, that's like your body goes through a lot. It's like it's like a lot, you know?
Why people who get pregnant now, naturally are like beyond lucky and blessed. Like,
no, I know. And I, that's what I said. Cause if you can't have a kid, by all means try in vitro. Yeah. Cause I mean, listen, and then I am a believer too, that then God would have never created that. Right.
Right.
Right. I mean, that was created. There was doctors created to do that. That was created for a reason, you know?
So
yes, right. To help. Exactly. Well, cause maybe your egg doesn't go through the fallopian tubes and all that, you know, like it just doesn't push through. So I'm a believer in both, you know,
yeah,
and also what Pat did, adopting. That's like, I mean, of course, you know, if you can't have kids, that's a beautiful thing. Cause then you're giving, you know, children a life that they wouldn't have, you know?
Totally. When I think, and again, it's like your beliefs, what do your beliefs say that you have to do it the quote natural way. I don't agree with forcing things either, whatever it is, like forcing a relationship, forcing like sex. Like Josh and I did that when we were going through IVF, you're on so many hormones. You only have X amount of days, X amount of times to do it. It was like a forced sex thing because you're like on the clock. So I don't believe in forcing things either, but I also believe in getting help and help anyway. We were just talking about this last podcast. Like if you feel like you need help or assistance or you're struggling with something, like there's nothing wrong with asking for help. And I think whether it's, you know, IUIs, whether it's IVFs, whether it's a surrogate, whether it's like there's ways to get help. And we're so fortunate nowadays that you can.
Yeah,
get help.
Look at Andy Cohen. I love his two babies, you know?
Right, totally.
I mean, it's a beautiful thing. No, it really is. And like, all right, Francis, and this is another thing for women out there that are trying to get pregnant. Don't think about it. I remember me and my boss, like when I was working and I just had gotten pregnant with Gia. She went through IVF, like, oh my God, I would say 3 times.
Yeah.
And every time she would not get pregnant. It used to break my heart. And then here I am pregnant and she's going through it, you know, and I felt so bad. Finally, I think on her third time, either her third or fourth time, it worked.
Yeah.
It was so crazy. Like after I left, because I left and I gave birth and then she ended up getting pregnant, which I was so happy for her.
Aww.
Yeah. And then so guess what? So the first one, she did in vitro. Second one she did in vitro. Guess how many she had?
2.
3.
No, please.
Yeah, she had one. Then she had 3.
Boy.
I still talk to her now. And then guess what happened?
She got pregnant naturally.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yep. Mm. She got pregnant naturally because she wasn't even thinking about it. And it wasn't like, oh, I got to get pregnant.
But that's so much easier said than done, because when you want something, you are going to think about it, especially something like a kid.
I know. It's like so crazy. Your mind is so powerful.
Of course.
You know, like if you could try not to think about it, you know, because, you know, you have to just be very relaxed to get pregnant. You know, that's what they say.
That's not easy. When you want something and you're having difficulties, when you want it and you're having miscarriages, if you're going through IVF and you're like a raging lunatic because you're on so many hormones, and you're paying a lot of money, it's hard not to, of course, you, like they say, don't stress, relax. But like when you're shooting shit in your like stomach 3 times a day and you're a raging lunatic, I was crying over like Trident commercials. Like it's hard.
Wait,
not
so to you did IVF with both your kids?
No, they said I couldn't get pregnant naturally. I did 4 IUIs and like pregnant, not pregnant, nothing ever stuck. And then 2 rounds of IVF, pregnant, not pregnant. And then that's when we went to Hawaii because we're like, fuck, this is too hard. This is too much. We need a break. Went to Hawaii, came back, and I was pregnant naturally with Logan.
See?
I was supposed to start the 3rd round of IVF. But then Vivi came like this. Like I said sex, and she came. So now, though, it's been a few years. And more recently, I'm like, okay, I'm getting older. Like, you know, I think it's kind of like sugar off the pot. And I want another one. And I just like keep having these miscarriages. And then I didn't know, but I was pregnant at BravoCon. And in the middle, the second day of BravoCon on Saturday, I went to the bathroom, and I'm not going to get into disgusting details, but it was like a mess. And like, I know, listen, I've had enough miscarriages where I know what's happening and I know how I'm feeling.
Sorry about that. Yeah, no.
No, it just, you know,
I know about it because you told me.
Yeah. I wasn't going to say anything, but then Pat talking about it and then these messages.
Yeah, no, it's your story to tell, obviously.
Yeah. It's just like, but all these messages that I've been getting DM, it's like talking about it again. Like that was such a touching story. Like, I don't know if we should do it because we keep having miscarriages, like all these things. And, you know, it just made me, I was just been thinking a lot this last week about it because I've been reading these messages and it's kind of take me back to BravoCon and this last miscarriage that I had, you know, and like you said, I didn't do anything nearly like you did, but just being at our booth, like you have to be on, right? Like excited, you're meeting everybody, like the energy. And it's like, I felt like shit. Like it was like a long weekend. I'm having this miscarriage. Josh isn't there. I was by myself and it was tough. Like it was hard and it sucked. So I'm like, fuck, this is like my 3rd miscarriage in how many months? 6 months. So it's just been like these messages, as much as I love it. Like I love it. I want to hear everybody's story because this is why we do talk about it. It just brought me back.
Yeah.
There.
And I mean, even my mom, she said trying to have me for 2 years, she tried to have me trying to get pregnant and she wasn't getting pregnant. And then they decide to move from Italy to America and she moves from Italy to America. And then all of a sudden her clothes are tight on her. She goes to the doctors. I think she was either 3 or 4 months pregnant with
me. That's crazy.
Yeah. And
just wanted an American baby.
Yeah. And she said, so she started me out in Italy, but I ended up being born in America. But she, for 2 years, she kept losing she kept having miscarriages.
Yeah.
And so it does. It's very common. But then look, then she was not thinking about it, like moving from, you know, Italy to America. And then, she got pregnant. Yeah.
It's the time. It just, it sucks. But like, luckily we are in a time and in a world where there are so many options.
And let me say another thing. Cause for the listeners, when I was trying to have Gabriella, again, I wanted to get pregnant and I was thinking about it so much. It wasn't happening. Yeah. I was like, really? I was like, why? I'm like, I mean, with Gia, like it happened. I just said whatever happens, happen. I think it took like 6 months because I didn't know when I was ovulating. That's the thing. Like you have to know when you're ovulating. I didn't know when I was ovulating. So, but if you know when you're ovulating, then that's when you get pregnant. So I didn't know. So anyway, I went to the doctor. The doctor gave me Clomid. Saying it right?
Yeah, and Clomid. Get your eggs going.
Yeah, that releases your eggs. So if anyone's out there trying to get pregnant.
That's like their first step, right?
Yes.
It's like the steps, right?
So they gave me that and I got pregnant. Yeah. So, but with Clomid, you could have twins too.
You just needed a jump start.
Yeah. So thank God.
That was a jump start.
And then Melania was quick, because they're 16 months apart. And then Adriana, same thing. You guys, everybody knows my story now.
It's amazing. Like you're so lucky that you got four beautiful girls naturally. But again, like then you talk to people like Pat and they have this story and the life that he gave his two kids. And,
if I couldn't get pregnant and if I tried IVF and it didn't work, I think I would adopt. I would adopt because there's so many babies out there that need homes.
I'm just not giving up right now. I'm just like, that was a big punch to the face. The BravoCon miscarriage, but I don't want to throw in the towel yet, but this is why we also talk about this stuff. It's like, I didn't say anything. We did multiple episodes. I wasn't talking about it. And then Pat came on and then I got more messages and I was like we've always said, what the fuck are we doing this for if we can't talk about our stories, whether it's amazing or whether it's really tough? Because again, back to like what we were talking about, it's about being relatable. Listening?
And hopefully we helped someone out there listening and we gave them some insight or like, oh my God, let me look into this or let me look into that,
And more so, do you guys just know that we are here for you? I mean, between Teresa and I and everything we've been through, we kind of like, cover the spread. So we're here. Like, I love your messages. We love hearing for you. I mean, this is also what prompts us to having other conversations. Like Teresa, by them, I wasn't going to say anything because I was like, it sucks talking about it. It was so shitty that weekend to relive it. Then you have to go get a dress on. My stomach was all weird. Actually, some people even said, because some of my dresses, there's like a little, I mean, if you're like looking, like I wouldn't have ever noticed it. But if you're looking, you can tell there's like a little, and it wasn't the baby. It was just like my stomach was all bloated and crazy stuff was happening from it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then you're like, okay, don't worry about what just happened in the bathroom. Like we're on, like, let's say hi to everybody. So it's like, I didn't want to talk about it, but like, because of you guys bring things out of us to hopefully talk about that can hopefully be of help, whether it's like us giving insight of things to do or just saying like, you're not alone. Teresa and I have, like I said, we cover the spread of all the shit that we've been through, good or bad. So we're here to help and to be there for you. And I think that's the reason why we're doing this. So we just appreciate everything as always. We love all your love, your support, your messages. And, look, you guys just messaging just got us into this whole conversation that I didn't even think that we were going to ever have. So it's good. It's good. Oh, and Teresa.
Yes.
Because for 2 minute bitches, it's like, how can we get more people on? Like there's so many. We're so blessed and thankful that so many want to be on 2 Minute Bitches. So like, what do you think about this idea? We have people record on their phone a question for you and I.
Okay.
And then we have the video and we can play it. So they're still on. It's not live. Like, it's not a live chat, but they're still actually, their video is playing. People
can see the video. Oh, I love that. Yeah, I love that.
And then we can answer.
Yeah, I love that.
It's cool, right?
Yeah. I mean, especially now because the holidays are coming. It's going to be like really tough, you know, like getting people on and stuff. So yeah, that's great.
Right. Okay. So you guys, if you want to be on the pod with us, like we've been having guests, but for us to be able to like kind of have more, do it, do us a favor, take a video on your iPhone asking us a question and then DM it to me and I'll start saving all the videos. And then every episode we'll play the videos and then Teresa and I will answer.
Yeah. How's love that? Yeah,
good. Okay. Yeah. So you guys, any question that you have for the Namaste Bitches, take on your iPhone, DM me at Melissa Feaster. We're in and Namaste Bitches is at Namaste Bitches Pod. Teresa, where can they all find you?
At Teresa Giudice.
So DM me your video. I'll save them all. And then I'll let you know if we're going to play yours on the next episode so you can be on a lookout for it. We'll play your video. Everyone will be able to see you. And then Teresa and I will answer your amazing question. So I'm excited about this. It could be cool.
Yeah, like, I love that. Yeah.
Getting more people on.
Yes.
So you guys, I mean, thank you for sending in your videos. Thank you for sending your messages, your love, your support.
Yeah, like, thank you, Melissa, for sharing your story with us.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And thanks to Pat, who started this conversation going.
He's amazing.
You know, I'm like, what the hell? Pat can get there and tell his story. I don't have the balls to, like, say my miscarriage again. Like, come on, Melissa, get your shit together. So thank you, everyone. Listen, all of us working together just makes everything better. So thank you guys, as always, for listening, tuning in every single Wednesday. We just can't tell you how much we love and support, we love you for all your support and for sticking with us and listening every single Wednesday. So that was a good one, Teresa. Not what I was expecting, and I'm happy we did it.
No, it was amazing. Yeah, it was great.
All right, guys. Listen, we will see you next Wednesday.
Yes. Take care, guys. Love, love, love.
Another Her Dat Media production.